Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Getting the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you could get answers to those questions that you have about your life, answers that would allow you to make those changes that you want to make, to create the experiences that you actually want to live, to learn the lessons that you are being taught by the things that you are experiencing, so that you don't have to keep creating the same situations over and over and over and over and over again, because once you learn the lessons, you don't need to create that anymore. And that's really one of the beautiful things about life, because once you do learn the lesson, you really don't need to go through that again. Most of the time, we don't learn the lesson. We look at things that are happening to us, and we're always asking, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. Why is this happening to me? Instead of looking at it to learn what it's teaching you. When you change the way that you look at things, when you look at them from that perspective, okay, there's a lesson in here. Please show it to me. That's you opening up to your guidance. That's you opening up to your truth. That's you learning the lessons that you were meant to learn. I always find it so interesting because when I'm talking to someone new and I'm asking, okay, well, why did you create this? And so often the answer is, I didn't create this. This doesn't really have anything to do with me. And we will continue to talk and they will eventually understand that, yes, they did create it. It may not have been a conscious creation, but it is based on beliefs that they are holding within themselves about themselves and their lives, and maybe about the things that they learned from their parents. So don't just immediately dismiss the whole idea that you are creating what you are experiencing, because, yeah, you are that powerful. You are creating your experiences. So I had an emailed question about, let me go to the question so I can make sure I get it right. About paralyzing fear and hopelessness and deep grief. Now, I'm assuming that this is about releasing those things, because I don't see why anyone would want to hang on to them. But it reminded me of what I went through last weekend. I had arranged to have dinner with someone, and normally I would have spent the whole day, you know, picking out the menu, cooking the food, doing all the things that needed to be done. And I found myself not doing anything. And during the day, I got a call from this person, and they said that they couldn't come. And so they wanted to know, you know, is this really causing a problem for you? Have you already started cooking? Blah, blah, blah. And my reaction was, no, I didn't do anything because I didn't think you were actually going to come. Now, there was a part of me that was creating that was not going to happen. There was also a part of me that very much wanted to have dinner with this person. And so I was setting up a scenario where I was going to be disappointed. And I did that without realizing that I was doing it, but I did it because it brought up some issues that I hadn't really dealt with, some issues that I hadn't resolved. And so we rescheduled this dinner, and we rescheduled it for Sunday. And so Sunday comes, and again, I didn't do anything. And when they called on Sunday to tell me that they couldn't come on Sunday, I wasn't really surprised, but it really forced me to look at what I was creating, to look at what I was believing about my relationship with this person. And it tied in with, you know, past relationships and stuff from my childhood. And it all came down to, you know, this fear of being abandoned, because that's what I felt like this person was doing. They were abandoning me. They weren't, but that's what I felt. And so it gave me the opportunity to release those beliefs about abandonment, including the whole idea that anyone has ever in my life abandoned me. I was born into a family where my dad was in the military. And if your dad was in the military, there would be times when he would go away for a year or however long he was supposed to be stationed someplace where we couldn't go. And every time that happened, I felt abandoned. Now, I'm an adult now, and I realize he was just doing what was required by his job, and he wasn't actually abandoning me, and he probably felt just as bad, if not worse, about having to leave us as we felt about him having to leave. But I took it personally, and I decided that my father was abandoning me. And I carried that with me throughout my life. And I can see where it shaped a lot of my relationships, especially the significant relationships, you know, like the marriage relationships, you know, the deep love, the I'm gaga over you kind of thing, where it shaped that. And I can also see where I tended to end my relationships before the other person could end them. I wasn't consciously doing that, but it was part of that fear of being abandoned. If I was the one that told them they had to go, then they couldn't abandon me because I was abandoning them. So I was protecting myself. And it just opened up all of this understanding of things that I have chosen in my life, why I've chosen particular people to be in my life, and all of these circumstances that tie into that fear of being abandoned. And so I did a lot of clearing on myself about abandonment. And that's really a big issue for a lot of people. You know, we gain these beliefs that we have in a variety of different ways. You know, it doesn't mean that your father necessarily had to be in the military. He could have just been a workaholic, or could have just disappeared when you were born, or there could be 1,001 different scenarios which would lead you as a child to believe that you were abandoned. And that plays a part in your life until you finally learn the lesson and let it go. So these feelings that the email were about, you know, the paralyzing fear and hopelessness and deep grief. Those are all part of what you learned as a child when things were happening in your life. So I'm giving you this image of a child being afraid that it is not, that they are not being a good child. I'm not sure exactly how to phrase this. You know, when you're a kid and your parents are after you to do something, nothing incredibly important, you know, something like clean your room, okay? And they're saying, okay, you need to clean your room. And there's a part of you that's saying, okay, this is my room, this is my stuff, and it can look any way that I want it to look. You don't have the right to tell me to clean my room. And so you talk back to your parent about what they've asked you to do. And it creates in you this belief that you are a bad person because you didn't just follow the directions of your parents, because depending upon, you know, the religious upbringing that you had, you're supposed to honor your mother and father. And obviously, if you're talking back, you're not honoring. Therefore, you are a bad person. And one day God is going to punish you for that, because that's what your religion teaches you. So you can see how all of this stuff ties together. But then we take those feelings that we had about ourselves in that situation, and we internalize them, and we make them part of our story. And we live that story. Just like that whole abandonment thing with me. That was a story that I created. It wasn't the truth. I wasn't being abandoned. My father didn't want to leave me. That was a story that I created. And then I lived that story. And that is what we do. So if you find yourself feeling this paralyzing fear and hopelessness and deep grief, that is your story. It's not the truth, but it's your story. You created it, and you are living it. And in order to get out of that story, you have to be willing to let that go. And sometimes it means that you actually have to go back and look at what happened and recognize the truth in it. And you might also have to forgive the people who were involved. So we're going to do some work in a little bit about letting go of all of that kind of crappy stuff that we hang on to. But first we're going to go to the caller from area code 229. Hi, who's this? Area code 229.
Hi, yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, ma'am. I just want to ask you questions about on my job.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. On my job, I just want to know, like, my supervisors, I work at a group home here in Georgia, and I work a lot. I mean, I work like 13 days straight, and I don't think that's the, you're not supposed to do that in the state of Georgia, but I just want to know, is my supervisor, there's two of them, a male and a female, are they trying to set me up to get rid of me or something? And they always, you know, calling me to do this and do that, but they're not standing up, you know, on their side of the bargain. They don't call other staff.
Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting is has to do with you. Why do you believe that you don't deserve to be treated with respect? That you don't deserve to actually, you know, work 5 days, have 2 days off, however it's set up. Because there's something in you that believes that you are not supposed to be treated nicely. What's going on with that?
No, I'm supposed to be treated nicely, but what I'm trying to say is that other employees are not working 13 straight days straight without a day off. And I just want to know, like,
why. Yes, I understand
why,
that.
Yeah, but why they, I mean, that's not, to me, that's not being treated nicely. That's being, like, I don't, you know, that's not right in the state of Georgia to even work 13 straight days without being off a day in between. I mean, every other staff, they get, we're supposed to be getting every other weekend off, and I have not, you know. And when I was out with my son, because my son passed away this month, and I was out for his burial and all of that, but since I came back, I've been getting so many draining hours. And to me, that's not being treated nicely at all.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they're treating you nicely. I'm saying that there's a belief in you that says that you are not supposed to be treated nicely. What is it that you believe about yourself that is creating this? Because it starts with you, not with them. It starts with you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I believe that I'm supposed to be treated nicely. I mean, I don't believe that I don't supposed to be treated nicely. I do believe that everybody needs to be treated nicely. So I don't see that as a problem with me, or it's being treated nicely from anyone. I accept to be treated nicely. So I don't.
Okay.
Think
so
that's
do you
me.
Treat yourself nicely? Do you honor
yes, I
yourself,
do.
Or do you put
yes,
other
ma'am.
People's needs first?
No, I don't. I help people, but I do take care of myself.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, I just basically want to know, I just want to know, is my job secure with these people?
I do not get that they want to fire you or to eliminate you from the job because you are a good worker and they do see that.
Okay, but why are they giving me more leeway, which is fine, opposed to the other ones, but at times they get drained and my body needs rest. So I have to treat my body right. Why are they giving me so many hours to the others?
Have you talked to them about this?
Yes, ma'am, I have. And they are saying they are short. They are short of staff, but there's other staff that can help pull the load as well, and it just shouldn't be just me all the time. And they always Melvin. And it's okay. I need the money. But I also need my rest. I mean, I just worked 13 days straight. It was off yesterday. Now I'm going to go work 40 hours straight without being off. And so basically that's like 19 days with only one day off. That's illegal for the state of Georgia.
So you're not unionized or anything like that?
No, ma'am. I can go to the labor board and show them my schedule, because that's not legal. You have to have at least 2 days off a week during that week period. You can work 40 hours, within that 40 hours time frame, you got to be off 1 to 2 days. So actually,
right.
You get 2 days off. Yes, ma'am. And I'm not getting that. So I talked with my supervisor, Pam. She's the one make the schedule, but the other guy approved it, Rodell. So I have to talk with the lady that's over them, this Naomi, about it, because it's not to me. It's that's torture. I mean, the president don't be don't work 14 days straight. And the Marine, I mean, military don't work 14 days straight, 13 days straight. They have days off as well. But it just to me is like they like I belong there more than I belong home. So I just want to know, like, is they trying to deliberately get rid of me? Are they trying to frustrate me, to say something wrong, to fire me? Or is my job really secure there? Because I feel uncomfortable.
Well, I don't get that they're trying to get rid of you at all. So I would suggest talking to their boss, like you had said. Let her know that this is creating a problem for you, that you are a good employee, you come to work, you do your job, you like working there, but you actually need more time because you need to actually rest from all of the work that you do, because the work that you do is more physical, so you actually need time for your body to
relax. Yeah, I mean, he's working, yes, ma'am, because he's working with mentally ill clients. And it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay focused because I just lost my son this month. And I'm trying to stay focused with these mentally ill clients and because I'm stressed out, nervous, and have with a lot of anxiety and grieving over my son. And it's just crazy for them to just throw me in the fire like that and, you know, give me a little space. That's all I ask for. And they'll create a crazy schedule for me like that.
So would you like to do a little bit of work right now with me on clearing out some of the grief that you are feeling about your son?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. So let's see how they want to word it. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to accept that death is not actually an ending, that your love connection with your son is still there, that you can still talk to him and he can hear you, that he loves you, he is with you, and he knows how much you care for him. And if you'd like to accept all of that, just say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the beliefs that you've been taught about losing a child, about how difficult that is, about how a parent should not have to lose a child, about all of the societal beliefs about when you lose a child, all of the things that are dragging you down, weighing heavily on your heart about your son's death? If you'd like to let all that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the thoughts that are running through your head about everything that happened and why did this happen and I should have done this or I shouldn't have done that, all of the judgments, all of the guilt, all of the negativity around this whole situation? If you would like to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the blame? Everyone that you blame for what happened, including yourself, any shame that you are feeling as a result of this, any of that negativity that just is just weighing on your shoulders and you are trying to understand based on someone did something wrong, that whole need to place blame. If you're willing to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep, deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for disconnecting you from all of the societal beliefs around death and around grief so that you can be in the energy of pure, unconditional love and just accept the situation as it is and move on with your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. How old was your son?
He was 33 years old. Three kids.
Well, he's with you right now, and he's like saying, "Hi, Dad, everything's okay. Don't worry. I'm okay." He wants you to know he's okay. And he's with some of your other relatives who've also passed over. They're taking care of him, and he really is okay, and he really doesn't want you to be stuck in all of that heavy energy, because he really wants you to live your life and be happy. So if you are willing to accept infinity healing to allow you to be happy in your life right now, despite anything and everything that's happened, then just say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So he wants you to be a good grandfather to his kids. And he wants you to be happy, and that's pretty much it. He really wants you to live a life that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So how do you feel now?
I feel very relaxed and peaceful right now. And I know exactly what he's saying, of what I live the life that I love, and that's coaching football and enjoying it with the kids on the football field. And the job that I'm on now, I really want to hope that the coach gives me a chance next season to coach. Next spring in March, and the coach is, I want to retire from that, from coaching.
Yeah. He said that, yeah. He says, don't give up on your dream.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, he does.
He knows exactly what I want, to finish up school and to coach football and hopefully get married one day.
Well, you keep that dream in mind and you take the steps towards reaching that dream, and don't put your energy into all this other stuff that's going on. Just focus on what it is you really want to create. Where you're working now, they do know that you're a good employee. They value you as an employee, so don't think that they're trying to get rid of you, because they're not. But also don't let them take advantage of you, because you deserve to be treated with respect.
Right. That's the base. That's what basically what it is. I don't want them to take advantage of my kindness. Like, Melvin will do it. If I ask him, he'll do it, he'll do it. I never turn them down. But, what I do say, well, I can't make it in. I still want them to have a good attitude about me because they take their time off and all the other employees take their, she gives them their time off. Is she attracted to me or something?
No, I'm not feeling that.
Because I don't understand.
Well, you just stand in your power and
yes,
you
ma'am.
Let them know that you deserve to have time to yourself. And you need the time to yourself anyway to heal this whole situation that's been going on in your life.
Right. That's right. Even though I was up early this morning, she gave me a call and asked me to give her a call. And I was like, Lord, I just hope she's not asking me to come in early today. Was that what she wanted with me?
She was looking for someone to do something.
Yes, because she
but
told
you know,
me to call.
But you know, if she asks you something like that, you can say no. You do not have to say yes.
Right.
You're not causing problems for people when you are allowing yourself to appreciate and value yourself.
Right.
So don't ever think that, you know, if I say no, then someone else is going to have to suffer or whatever. Don't even come from that kind of an attitude because you have the right to say no.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. Okay. All right. But I will be hopefully changing jobs next year, back on the football field.
Good. That's where you belong.
That's where I belong, yes, ma'am. You see that happening for me?
I see that if you keep that as your priority and take the steps towards that, then yes.
Oh, yeah, I have taken the steps twice. And the coach told me, yes, I hired you 2 years in a row. And he come up like, well, we don't have the funds or I got someone else. He has done this 2 years in a row. And their team, my team, they only won one game this year. They're not going to let him go, are they?
It sounds like he's not the best coach.
Yes, ma'am. His name is Leroy Riles, African-American guy. But I tried to help him. But is there going to be a new coach here in Thomasville, or is they going to keep him? And will he bring me on his staff like he promised me for 2 years in a row?
I don't feel that they're going to let him go anytime in the near future.
Right.
This time, if he promises that he's going to put you on his staff, make him put it in writing.
Okay. I don't understand why he won't hire me, you know. Is someone telling him something wrong about me?
I get that it's more of he doesn't want to be shown up.
Wow. So I'm just that good.
Apparently you are.
Yeah, someone else told me that. And I get them fired up. I get the players motivated. And I get them to do things they don't even believe that they can do. And and not doing it trying to show up off of him, on him. That's just the way the Lord put it in my soul, my spirit, my heart. And
when you're talking to him, present it in a way that shows how the two of you together will be this wonderful team that will inspire these players. Make it about the two of you working together so that he doesn't just think it's you trying to show him up. It'll be the two of you that are creating.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm gonna throw my net back in the water one more time and hopefully I can pull some fish out to see for them to give me a chance to coach.
And you have a team of angels that work with you, so ask them to help you. Ask them to let you know what it is you need to do different or what it is that you need to say that will actually click with him so that this can happen.
Okay. Is there a woman coming into my life anytime soon? A relationship? I'm really lonely. And I'm tired of being lonely.
I don't really see anything real close, but that doesn't mean that you can't go out and do the things that you enjoy and meet people and interact, and that's a wonderful way of finding someone just by you going out and being you and having fun. That makes you more attractive to someone who's looking for someone who's a fun person who loves life.
Right.
And so just go out and do the things that you enjoy doing, but do them out there where you can be seen.
Yes.
Like going to concerts, you know, listening to choirs sing or whatever it is that really resonates with you.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm also seeing you going to the football game.
Okay. I always like
and that'll
to
be,
the high school.
Yeah, that's a good way for you to be, to have that connection, to be seen, to have your energy as part of the team.
Right. Right. They know. They hear me in the stands all year this year. They heard me in the stands, and when I speak, they like, oh, there go that guy, there go Coach Mitchell again, and they start doing better. They really do. I'm like, and then people, some of the fans, you know, that sits by me all around, black, white, it doesn't matter, like, man, you should be coaching. I said, well, I put my resume in and my application and my cover letter, and they're not responding in a negative way. I mean, I can't make them hire me, but, you know, I can help them more than I can hurt them. I can help the program here. This is the worstest we ever been in high school.
You might want to ask those fans to start calling the principal.
That's true.
And suggesting that you get hired.
And see, the principal and I used to coach together back in the 90s. He was the head eighth grade coach, and I was his assistant. And he knows what my abilities are. And I don't think I don't know if he wants me to back on the football field. And there's something going on with the principal and the superintendent and the board members. There's something up in there that's keeping me from coaching at this particular high school. If somebody want to and then don't want to, so. But I
have the parents start calling. If the parents are actually calling and complaining or calling and recommending you, have them recommend you, not necessarily complain. Then that's putting the situation out there for the principal to actually need to deal with it.
Yeah, he knows I want to come back. He knows that that's my heart and soul. He knows this, and he won't, you know. He, like you said earlier, I shine up on him because When I first got there, they had the one back in the 90s, they had one but one game. And when my first year there, we went undefeated. Total undefeated, the 7th and 8th graders and the 9th graders. And we also went deep into the playoff with the high school, with the big boys. So he knows what my capability, he knows my tools. And but I think he has been resentment towards that. He know I can do the job.
Well, just let him get those reminders from the parents, because they're probably tired of seeing the team lose.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that gets the momentum on your side. So, yeah, encourage them to contact the principal and let him know that they think you'd do a good job and he should hire you.
Yeah. I mean, I may go sit down and talk with him as well. I mean, that's what I love to do.
Yeah, you can.
He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows that. I'm like, what's the problem, man? Well, I haven't done anything wrong. I've never been in jail. It's nothing. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So I'm just a good man that's going through a lot of has a lot of issues, you know, with my finances, with my job, and a relationship, and I'm ready. I need a breakthrough. I need something really good to happen in my life. I've really been burdened down for a long time. And I need the water to burst the way it can run through me.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing whatever it is that you decided that you needed to be burdened down, that's going to completely and totally turn things around so that you can actually start living your life in happiness and joy and release the whole idea of burden? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the idea that you are stuck, or that you need to be stuck, or that you are meant to be stuck, or that stuck is supposed to be anywhere in your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting God's will, knowing that the will of God is that you be happy, that you have success, that you live your life's purpose, that you live from your heart, that you always have more than enough money, that you have relationships which are fulfilling and satisfying, that you have the best that there possibly is? And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for amplifying your trust? Your trust in God, your trust in yourself, your trust in the beauty of life, amplifying it by 1,000%. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel very good, and that's the truth.
Good. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now you can get out there, you can create that life that you really love, and you can live it.
Yeah. Wow, thank you so much.
You are welcome. So have a great day, Melvin, and thanks for calling. Yeah.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just love the way that when there's something that I am told that I need to do clearing about, they present me with someone who has those issues so that the clearing can work. So thank you, Melvin, for, you know, calling in and being willing to work on what you want to clear in your life, because you are actually helping to answer the questions that someone else had. And see, it all ties together. It all blends so incredibly perfectly. So let me see if there's anything else they want to clear based on that message. Paralyzing fear, hopelessness, deep regret. Okay, so by ramping up the trust, that takes you out of the fear, that takes you out of the hopelessness, that brings you back into the love and to the joy, into accepting the will of God. So by all means, if you are having any of those issues in your life, do the work that I did with Melvin. You know, listen to the recording, say yes along with him, and do the breathing, and allow those issues to be released from your life. And we also dealt with grief. So that was wonderful the way that works. I just love it. You know, life is meant to work easily. See, that's why I live in easy world, where everything is easy and it flows with grace and ease, until I decide that I don't want it to flow with grace and ease, and then I create a problem, and then I get to solve it. Because we really are the ones who create what we experience. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit more infinity healing, and I'll be the one saying yes, and by all means, say yes along with me if it's something that you want to clear out of your life. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting change, for accepting that things are happening in your life that will bring about a lot of change, but that you will be okay no matter what the changes are? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from uncertainty? Uncertainty about what it is that you want to create next, which direction you want your life to go in, what it is you want to be when you grow up. However that uncertainty shows up in your life, would you like an infinity healing for letting go of that uncertainty? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you really are the one creating everything you experience in your life, even the things that you don't understand, and that God is willing to work with you so that you can achieve an understanding about what is or has happened, so then you can decide where you want to go next? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are loved, that you are always loved, that you've done your best, and it's okay? You don't ever need to beat yourself up, not about anything, never. It's okay for you to love and accept you, to love and accept your life, and to create something better? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And just give yourself a moment to take all that in, all of that energy. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting that God is showering you with blessing? And no matter what the situations and circumstances are in your life, it is okay for you to accept those blessings, to give yourself permission to accept those blessings, to know that it is safe to accept those blessings. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. That was really important because we don't really give ourselves permission to accept the blessing. And we will often say, yes, my life is okay, and yeah, it'd be nice to have a few blessings, but before I can accept them, you need to bless that person over there, that situation over there, and all of these other reasons why we can't accept blessings. And we seem to forget that there's absolutely no limit to blessings. So we can accept the blessings that are for us, and we can allow God to bless that situation over there, that person over there, and all of those other things that we see as needing to be blessed. But that means that we also have to accept that the blessing will be whatever is right for that situation, that person, their highest good. And it will not be what we expect, because we don't determine what happens with other people. The only one we're responsible for is ourselves. The only one that we have the right to determine what's going to happen for is us. Because we don't know everything about anybody else. And so when you ask for a blessing for someone else or some situation or whatever it is, then ask that they receive whatever is for their highest good. And then let it go. Because it's not for you to determine what's best for them. So would you like an infinity healing for opening up to allowing blessings of whatever is for the highest good of everyone involved in whatever kind of situation you want to ask for blessings for? And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And they also want me to remind you that everyone will not always accept the blessings that are being given. And that's fine. That is their choice. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that in every situation, in every circumstance, there's actually nothing wrong? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Releasing that belief in wrong is really very freeing. When I look back over that whole abandonment thing, I was creating that because I thought something was wrong. Now, if I'd been looking at it from the perspective that there's absolutely nothing wrong, this is just the way it is for now, and, you know, my dad will be back whenever my dad is back, and we'll have a wonderful time, which we always did. If I had looked at it from that perspective, then I never would have taken on the whole issue of abandonment. Not that I'm complaining about the fact that I took it on, because there's nothing wrong with that. It created my life in ways that it would not have been created if I didn't believe it. And I'm okay with who I am now. So everything that has happened, whether I believe it was right or wrong, is okay, because it's who I am. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the attachments, the cords, the connections that you've established with your past and the things that happened in it and the judgments that you've made about it, completely detaching you from all of that and just accepting that no matter what happened, it's okay, because you are who you are, and it's okay to love you exactly as you are right now. And if you'd like that, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do, is to let go of those attachments, because we identify with what has happened. So if you'd like an infinity healing for clearing out the identities that you have created based on your past, so that you can live the truth from your heart right now, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. Remember, everything that has ever happened or will ever happen in your life have for a reason, for your lessons, for your growth, for your understanding. And so when you are looking at those situations, look at it from that perspective. Look at it from that desire to learn. And whatever comes up, don't judge it. Judging is just one of those things that really keeps us tied up in what's already happened. And when you let go of the need to judge, you really are giving yourself the freedom to be alive. So I hope that this show has been beneficial to you guys. I think the whole theme of the show is listening. But actually, that's what we've been doing. We've been listening to our hearts, listening to our lessons, listening to the guidance that we receive. And when you live your life from that listening, that's when things get to be more fun. That's when you get to understand what you've never understood before. So if you would like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity about everything that's happened in your life, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And go out there and have a wonderful week. And this Friday, my guest will be DC Love, and we will do angel readings and help people to understand and clear stuff from their lives and just make the world a better place. And DC is also a lot of fun. So join us. And until then, have a wonderful, magical week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.